Hello and welcome to the week 9 Zoomcast here in the ESFFL. This is where strawberry fields are forever, but Justin Fields is temporary. He's only on our rosters when he performs. Isn't that right, Jake Hale?
Chasing my tail with that guy. I drafted him. I committed a actual draft pick to him. He was obviously well below expectations, and then he may have shown us what he's capable of last Sunday. So if I could do a good Godfather, impersonation, it would be, they pull me back in.
He sucked you back in with that 100-yard rushing day.
Just when you think you're out.
Anyway, this is Jake Hale. I have with me here of the New England Chowderheads, and a huge matchup this week in week 9 between the Chowderheads and the Cecil County Bay Foxes, a rematch from last year's semifinals, and Jake an opportunity to take some revenge on the Bay Foxes this week. And we'll talk about that matchup, but before we go there, we're going to talk a little Derrick Henry injury. That's the big news in fantasy football this week, of course. That next bullet item, I'm not sure what that stands for, but we'll figure that out. The Chowderheads recently picked up Jerry Jeudy last week, and Jerry Jeudy was a potential ad for the Bay Foxes, but we didn't go through with that move. So we'll talk a little bit about Jerry Jeudy and his prospects. And then we'll dig deep into that week 9 matchup between the Bay Foxes and Chowderheads. That sound good, Jake?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Hopefully I can figure out. Oh, yeah, I'll figure out how to share again. Here's the camera. Yeah, so I was going to start with Derrick Henry, and what a game changer this is for the league, right? So Derrick Henry was on the Merchants of Cool roster. They were destroying people. Also the Wallabies and the defending champions, the Victors. They have Derrick Henry. They rode him to a championship last year. I think he was on their team last year, if I remember correctly. But now I think those three teams all take a big, big hit, don't you think?
There's not a lot of running backs, right?
Yeah.
You can almost count them on your two hands, and especially the ones that contribute each week. I don't know. You and I can relate out of most people. We've been on the C-Mac train for a couple of years, and when those elite guys get hurt, you're just kind of stuck with them. You're probably not going to drop them. Everything you put together is built around that player.
Yeah. And I mean, those three teams I mentioned, they all have very good teams, but definitely, I mean, a large portion of their production was coming from Derrick Henry. So mm-hmm. I feel like this is a big equalizer. Now the other one out there that I see is Cooper Kupp. The mm-hmm. teams that have Cooper Kupp seem to have a big step above us. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anybody to get hurt, but if someone could, take a mental health break, that would be Cooper Kupp. Thank you very much. I wasn't concerned about Calvin Ridley. He wasn't doing anything anyway.
Or OBJ.
Yeah, OBJ.
Or Henry Ruggs.
Yeah, you guys can keep playing. That's fine. Like, let's get this Cooper Kupp guy why isn't he mentally anguished? I don't know.
I mean, I don't think Kupp or Henry could keep up. I mean, Kupp can still keep it up. But, like, when you look at the carries that Henry was getting and then you look at, the touchdown rate of Kupp, I don't know. We've never seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Kupp will cool off a little bit. He'll get more attention. Robert Woods will probably get, we'll start doing a little better. But, Yeah, he's a guy I had a couple seasons ago, and I kind of wish I still did because he's a baller, let me tell mm-hmm. you. Well, speaking of ballers, and you brought this person's name to light a little bit earlier in this conversation, one Christian McCaffrey. I guess that's what CMC stands for. WTF stands for what the function. It's like, this is like Groundhog Day, don't you think, Jake? Like, weren't we going through the same thing last year?
Yeah, we were. And normally when you see a guy, you're the number one pick in a conventional draft, come off of IR on a Wednesday and resume practice, normally you would celebrate, and you know, you've made it through this dark period of your fantasy life. And if you've had McCaffrey for the last year and a half, even if he plays and he plays well on Sunday, it's kind of like, all right, what about next week? And
when is the other shoe going to drop?
And so I have Chubba, and you know, normally you'd be like, all right, drop Chubba now. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, I think someone dropped Chubba. I don't know who it was. Like the week that Christian McCaffrey was supposed to come back, I guess that was 3 or 4 weeks ago, right? And I thought about picking him up. I thought about doing the waiver move to pick up Hubbard just as a handcuff, you know, in case McCaffrey goes down again. And I didn't. And then I was kicking myself, like, because he'd even play that week, and he's now on IR for 3 weeks. So I lost him for 3 weeks. Anyway, I digress. But, you know, one of the things I want to bring up was I talked about last year. So, you know, we were both making playoff runs. It got down to the final four. And I'm picking, you know, I had the top seed at that point to pick my opponent. And I picked the Chowderheads in large part because we both had McCaffrey. And whether he was going to play that week or not, I don't remember, but I was like, well, if he doesn't play, it's not going to hurt me because I'm playing the team that has him. And if he does play, hopefully he doesn't hurt me because we both have him. And then I can get him back for week 16 and 17, and that'll be a big advantage. Well, that never happened, right? So anyway, I think we're going through the same thing again. I guess we're just going to have to see what happens.
Yeah. Now last year I have a strong case of recency bias where last year that first shoulder injury, you had heard 1 to 3 weeks. And so I did not invest in Mike Davis for whatever reason, but I just said, you know what, I'll just survive without McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And obviously a couple of weeks in when it started to be like, no, this is a 6 week injury. And Mike Davis just was producing each week. It was like, man. And so this year it was similar, right? It was like, it might be a week. It might be 3 weeks. I was like, give me Chubba no matter what. I can't go through this again. So I'm overreacting to what I saw last year or experienced.
Yeah, no, I think it was a good move picking him up. And you'll especially early in the season when it looked like Carolina had a real dynamic offense and was going to be putting a lot of points on the board. I don't know if I know that's not solely McCaffrey the reason why they're not doing as well, but we'll see how this goes. The other player I was going to touch base on real quick, a player that we don't share on our roster, but I gave strong consideration to was Jerry Jeudy. So, you know, I kind of put a number of players in a category last week. And I put them in the category was like guys, I think that could help me late in the season in the play. You know, if I make the playoffs and get there, they could help me. And I had Michael Thomas on that list. I had Russell Wilson on that list. I had Jerry Jeudy on that list. And a couple other guys I won't mention because they may still be available. I ultimately chose Russell Wilson over Jeudy just because I'm so scared of Kyler Murray getting banged up. And wouldn't you know it, that started last week. So what was your thought process behind Jeudy? Was it more for late in the season or because he's back now, you think he's going to contribute right away?
So just certain guys you always have a likeness for. I think you feel pot committed. So I drafted him in multiple fantasy leagues last year as a rookie. He was okay. And then this year as well. So I think you know, obviously the potential is there. And, but the way my roster is structured this year is if there was a position that I feel weakest at, it would be wide receiver. And so I'm kind of looking for opportunities to get like a real strong, you know, real strong guy. Cause again, some of these guys like a Mike Williams, you know, so far so good. Do I trust it for the long term? Not quite there yet.
You're going with the strength and numbers scenario for wide receivers, right?
I am. And again, some of these guys either I don't trust. I mean, AJ's great, but it's just starting for him. He's been non-existent all year. And so maybe I wouldn't have overreacted to Judy being out there if AJ had been kind of that number one all year. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like AJ and Metcalf are as good as any two. And then kind of looking for that number three.
I like Jerry Jeudy quite a bit as well. The talent is definitely there. The one thing I think he had problems with last year was the drops.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sometimes just a rookie thing. And once they get used to the speed of the NFL, then that kind of goes away. So I thought he was primed for a big year. Now, the one drawback, I think, is he doesn't have that top line quarterback to rely on. He's got more of a mid-range guy and Teddy two gloves. But I think he was definitely a guy I was considering. We'll say that. And he was available one more time coming into this week, but he was picked up last night. So he is now off the market. So
I picked him up without waivers. So it's not like I was going nuts. Gotta have him.
Yeah. And that was the same way with me. Like I was going to wait and I didn't use the waiver and Michael Thomas got picked up. And I'm trying to think if there was one other player that I maybe had in that category. And I had Russell Wilson there and I was like, okay, I don't have to use a waiver for him. He's going to sit a couple weeks here, but I think he's going to have some late season potential. And maybe even I'd like to have him on my off-season roster. Mm-hmm. In case he does get traded to maybe a New Orleans or somewhere where they throw the ball a little more than they do in Seattle. So,
I like your receivers a lot. Obviously, you hit on Debo. Tyreek's predictable, but I actually think T. Higgins, I saw some stat. It's like expected fantasy points versus actual. And T. Higgins should actually have a lot more points than he currently does. And then you're probably seeing the same thing with Tony that I am. It's it kind of passes the eye test. It feels OBJ-ish, like down the stretch. He just looks really, really good.
the quickness factor, like whatever that is, the quickness factor, that's very large for that guy.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens there. I'm a little nervous about quarterback this week with Murray having that ankle injury and Herbert now having a couple bad games in a row, although we get the Eagles this week. So hopefully that's a fix. And the other thing I wanted to mention with Derrick Henry going out now is I think you have the top two running backs in the league right now with Jonathan Taylor and Austin Eckler. And for this week, they both have very good matchups. Taylor goes up against the Jets and Eckler against the aforementioned Eagles. So I think you got a pretty solid advantage there at running back for this week, at least. I think
year to date total points, they're 2 and 3 kind of like on a per game basis. Somebody, I forget who moves ahead of them. But yeah, those two guys are funny. They're
maybe Kamara.
Yeah. I think Kamara is definitely one. Those two guys are funny. Like it's almost annoying that they don't touch it more, but then you see in all these injuries and you're like, you know what? It's not the end of the world. If they're only getting 15 touches and you were hoping for 20 plus.
Yeah. Keep them fresh for the end of the season. Hopefully Christian McCaffrey comes back fresh. Whether he plays or not, this week isn't too big of a deal since we both mm-hmm. have him, but for your rest of season and for my rest of season, let's hope he gets back and starts and returns to his dominating self.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, the Vegas Chris says I'm a 1.5 point favorite here. I don't know where he gets that from, but what are your thoughts? You are the last remaining team with just one loss, so.
Yeah,
it feels to me like you're due to lose. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, my points against have been favorable. I think it evens out. I think last year my record should have been better based on my points, so it's evening out. But I think if you and I played 10 times, I think you'd probably win 7. But I'm catching you in a week where I don't know. I don't have Brady, I guess. So maybe Brady and Murray are a wash, and. You look at the two lineups and either one could score a buck 40 plus this week.
This one's up for grabs and we'll see what happens. And I wish you the best of luck after this week, Jake. And and hopefully no matter what happens, we can have a third meeting here in the playoffs. So best of luck, and you've listened and watched to this Zoomcast in its entirety. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Yes, FFL forever.